And good Thursday afternoon. It's just about 3:30 here. It's the 15th of January. Chilly outside. It seems like finally we're feeling some cold out there. It is, of course, a beautiful afternoon. I am joined here in the studio today on the afternoon flight by Ivory from New Pioneers for the Green Scene. Here are our first one of the year. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing good.
Now, if you could, because, you know, the holidays have left my mind warped. I have completely forgotten where you're from and what New Pioneers is about. Yeah. So go ahead and remind me.
Yeah, so New Pioneers is a nonprofit organization. Our office is based in Springfield, but we serve Nelson, Marion, and Washington counties with environmental education, demonstration, and advocacy efforts. We have two big upcoming events. These are annual events that repeat every single year. Our annual fundraiser, Empty Bowl Supper, is set for Friday, February 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Cornerstone Acres. This has a recommended donation of $30 per person, and this helps us fund all of our education efforts throughout the year, including summer camp, partnerships with libraries, schools, all of those sorts of things. And then we're also having our annual Green Festival, which is free, and a family-friendly day on Saturday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Springfield. We'll have local environmental organizations, food trucks, plant sales, live animals, and this year we're actually opening Green Festival up to sustainable vendors. So this means vendors that have locally sourced, handcrafted, homemade goods. You may see some, like, beeswax candles, some handmade crochet items, that sort of stuff.
I had tried beeswax candles for the first time. I say tried them, like, you know, I took a bite out of them, but used them for the first time. Yeah. Sometime within the last month or so. And again, it's, you know, just a little change to do something that, like, is a little better to use in your household. Yeah. And also, again, a more sustainable product there. A little tangent. Again, all that information, though, those different events you guys are going to have, folks can find that on your all's Facebook and your website?
Yes. So our website is newpioneers.org, and then you can find us on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. There's lots of info about both of those events and other educational events that we'll have going on throughout this year.
So you're always here with some information for us on the radio, and I guess what is it that you have to share with us here today?
Yeah. So today my topic is sustainable self-care. So the self-care and the beauty industry generates over 120 billion units of just packaging each year, and most of this packaging is non-recyclable. And about upwards of 40% of these products are wasted, a lot of times due to supply chain issues, overconsumption, overproduction. And this industry actually has, like, the highest inventory loss of any industry in the U.S. At about 6.2%.
So when you say packaging, do you mean, like, say, if a product like a face mask comes in
the little plastic wrap
sleeve, right? Yes. Or something comes in a bottle. That's what you mean when you say the packaging.
Yes, exactly.
It generates all that waste. And when you say this inventory loss thing, so that's product that's being produced and then not
essentially
even being
thrown away.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Which, that's a pretty big percentage
it
there.
It is, yeah. And kind of like the scary reality of a lot of big brand stores is that they get too much of this product in, that they're not selling it fast enough before it expires, or, you know, they're having to get rid of inventory for the tiniest little damages that really aren't ruining the product, but they're required to get rid of it still. So there's a lot of issues at kind of every level.
Do you think part of that having to get rid of stuff is, like, maybe for instance, like, you know, if a restaurant, if they even just put those, like, plastic straws, like, on your table, like, they can't, like, even if you don't use them, they can't give those to someone else. Legally, they have to throw them out. Is it that sort of thing, like, you're talking about there?
A lot of it is. Throughout college, I actually worked at a pharmacy. I'm not going to name the name.
Gotcha. Okay.
But we kind of had a policy, this was all legal, that, you know, if there were any skincare, makeup products, you could try them out, you know, and if you ended up not liking it, you could return it and get a full refund. But of course, we would just immediately have to take that product and throw it away.
Really? So
or even if it wasn't opened, we would have to just throw it away because
it falls
risk.
Under that health and beauty category of goods. There's certain regulations.
Yeah, exactly. For those. And there's a lot of, you know, risk with like tampering with that sort of stuff. So especially if any like seals or anything are messed with in like the slightest bit, companies have to get rid of it. And it adds up really fast.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So I kind of broke it, you know, kind of self-care. There's a lot of things that can go into that. So I kind of broke it into a couple categories, including the first one is kind of just hygiene and cosmetics. So the first thing that you can do is support locally sourced and eco-friendly products. So this can include, you know, going to the farmer's market and buying goat milk soap from a local farmer, supporting Making Good Sense. That's on 3rd Street downtown. They have small batch soap, lotions, candles, things like that. And a little bit further away, there's also a place called the Peace of the Earth Refillery, which has all eco-friendly, they have cleaning supplies and hygiene products. That you bring your own containers and you refill the containers, and they just weigh them and you get charged by weight for the items. And so it's just a really good way that if you have empty containers sitting around, you can just go refill them instead of having to buy new ones.
Which is not only more sustainable, but more economical too.
Yeah, and all of their products at the refillery are clean products, you know, cruelty-free. The owner does a really good job of completely going through the list of every single ingredient and making sure that it's clean. And something else that you can do is just make your own products. The best way to know what you're getting is making it yourself, of course. So this can include, you know, there's a lot of recipes all over Pinterest and online. So you can actually make your own blush out of arrowroot powder, cocoa powder, and dried beets. You can make your own under eye cream with coffee, coconut oil, cocoa butter, and beeswax. You can make your own lip balm with beeswax, cocoa butter, coconut oil, and essential oils. You can make your own makeup remover with castor and sunflower oil, witch hazel, water, and aloe vera. And then you can make your own dry shampoo with just arrowroot powder. And you can also make your own face mask with oats, water, and raw honey. And there's pretty much recipes for any, you know, makeup product, skincare product that you can think of.
That's remarkable, you know, because you look at the back of, like, the ingredient list on a lot of the products that you buy. And, you know, I mean, a lot of it is stuff that, you know, is very difficult to pronounce. Not just stuff that I can't pronounce. That's a bad metric. But stuff that is, you know, in general, it's like, I don't know what that is. You know, you have to look it up and see. But that's all, you know, a lot of those things you can get just like at the store.
Yeah.
Easily. You don't have to go out of your way to find that stuff. And so, I mean, it's funny to think that you can make these things yourself and be able to put them to use. You said you found those recipes just online?
Just online, yeah. And, of course, you know, this sort of stuff is going to have a shorter shelf life than something that you're buying from a big store just because it's not having all of those big ingredients that you can't name in them. But as long as, you know, you're conscious about making small batches and using it appropriately, there's really not much concern to go with it. And if you're somebody, you know, who doesn't want to dive into that too much, that's too big of a commitment, you can also kind of just take a step back from, you know, I'm only going to wear makeup during the week instead of, and not on the weekends. That way you're using less, or just not wear it at all anymore if you're wanting to cut back on consumption in a unique way. You know, obviously not something you have to do, but always an option. And I personally, I don't wear makeup, so I can't really speak for this very well, but I did do some research on some clean cosmetic brands that you can find if you're not wanting to make your own products. So a brand that I found that had really good reviews was Elate Beauty Brand. And they're 100% vegan and cruelty-free, and all of their packaging can actually be returned to the company, and they'll either refill it or they'll recycle it. And then you can also find kind of like the homemade makeup and skincare products on Etsy or at your local farmers markets and at local festivals. So those are some good options to keep an eye out for. And you can also, just kind of going back to like the Piece of the Earth refillery, opt for reusable products. So even, you know, instead of using single-use wipes for your makeup remover, use a reusable rag or a washcloth. And when you make your, if you decide to make your own makeup products, make sure you're using a good quality container that can be reused for a really long time. That way you're not having to replace it constantly. And you can also get creative with your leftover makeup skincare retainer containers. Sometimes there's some funky shapes and sizes, but you know, if you're somebody who like packs your lunch a lot or you travel a lot, those containers can come in handy for especially traveling. If you're on a plane, you know, you can only have like 3 ounces most of the time of liquid. Yeah. So those containers can come in handy for that sort of stuff. And then kind of going along with hygiene and cosmetics, just some like mindful decisions you can make that relate to self-care. It's just taking shorter showers. A lot of people enjoy a long shower, but you could always set a timer or limit yourself. And then also just turning off the tap when you're washing your face, when you're brushing your teeth, and that sort of stuff. And then my second category is food. This one's pretty short. Just keeping in mind eating seasonally, which means products that are in season in Kentucky currently. That means, you know, you're more likely to have locally sourced products, and they actually have a lot more nutritious value than products that are out of season. And also, you know, trying to support local farmers markets, and you can even cut back on your meat consumption if you're trying to reduce your environmental impact a little bit. And then my last category kind of goes along with movement and mindfulness. So a lot of people have incorporated exercising into their routine in the new year. And something that you can do while exercising is try to connect with nature. So, you know, you can walk, run, hike, bike outdoors instead of doing it in the gym or inside your house. You can also incorporate nature walks or forest bathing, which is essentially kind of like a meditation practice in the forest, where you're silently connecting with nature and your senses, and you can incorporate that into your daily routine. And also keeping in mind looking for sustainable gym gear, so, you know, shopping secondhand, trying to prioritize organic and non-toxic materials, and only buying what you need. And, you know, don't fall for the trends. That seems to be, like, the exercise community seems to be something that there's a lot of trends in the clothing. Yeah. So, you know, just make sure you're wearing stuff that's actually comfortable, you're comfortable exercising in, and you're not just buying it to buy it.
Right. And even smaller things, too, like if you're going to be, you know, out and, you know, getting thirsty, have a reusable water bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that can just, really, it adds up if you're, say, you know, paying for plastic water bottles and throwing those away. And again, small changes can make a big difference.
Yeah, for sure. And kind of going along with mindfulness, something that you can do for self-care that will also help you connect with nature is picking up nature journaling, especially in the winter. You know, you may not want to spend a whole lot of time out in the cold, but nature journaling gives you a good opportunity where you can go for a short 5-10 minute walk. You can even snap some pictures on your phone and then go back inside and you can draw what you saw. You can do some research on what you saw, and you can observe all of that in your notebook. And then you can also incorporate either like outdoor yoga or meditation into your routine. That kind of goes along with forest bathing. Especially if you're somebody who already does yoga or meditation, it could be a simple switch just to move it outdoors instead of inside.
So in all, get out there, enjoy yourself. And not only that, be mindful of when you are trying to take better care of yourself, and also do the things that make you feel good. Do so in a way that is really not just making you feel good, but doing the most good that you can for the world around you. Because with, again, mindfulness, it's not about trying to critically analyze each and everything you do to be like, oh, well, this thing, you know, causes this much emissions and this thing does this. It's about understanding what you're doing and what its effects are. And so that, you know, you can more consciously understand, I'm going to, you know, not purchase this product that doesn't really actually do much for me.
Yeah.
It's more so I spend money on it and it fills up my garbage can when I take its huge plastic wrapper off, stuff like that.
Yeah, and just a huge part of, you know, avoiding overconsumption is just using what you already have before you buy more. I'm sure, you know, a lot of people who are really into skincare and makeup and that sort of stuff, it could be something that you have a lot of excess products of. So, you know, the beginning of the year could be a good time for you to make a commitment that I'm not going to buy anything else in, you know, these categories until I use everything that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that can also help you, you know, identify brands that you actually like, ones that you don't like, and, you know, also can help you avoid having to throw stuff away in the long run because it expires before you can use it.
Also, the self-care, beauty, the health industries always are so full of products that say they do things mm-hmm. without really being able to back up those claims.
Yeah.
And so it's maybe good to slow down that instinct to purchase something that looks like it's going to be good. And maybe, again, just with being more mindful, think like, man, do I really need to order this thing from halfway across the world because it says that it's going to empty out my system and, you know, make me feel better when, you know, if you go for onto the second page of Google, you'll find immediately that maybe it's overpriced garbage, not just to put into your system, but also for the planet in general.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of wrapping it up. So like we kind of mentioned, choosing sustainable self-care options, you know, is not only beneficial to the planet, but it could also be saving you money in the long run. And it can also reduce your exposure to different toxins and to different, you know, like harsh chemicals that you might find in some of the products on shelves in big stores.
Yeah, and so if folks are wanting maybe some more tips or wanting to keep in touch with you guys, keep up to date to the events that you have, what's the best way for them to do so?
They can go to newpioneers.org, and you can also follow us on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. On our website, we also have a place where you can sign up for our newsletters. All it takes is an email, and we try not to spam you too much. It's usually just a couple a month, nothing crazy, but a really good way to keep up with upcoming events. And we usually have links where you can, you know, directly purchase tickets to events if it's ticketed events, and, you know, just learn more about what's going on.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, I suppose we'll hear from you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I guess we can do what we can to be more mindful, more sustainable, not just, of course, with the things we might usually think of, but be a little smarter with how we're taking care of ourselves here in the new year. Thanks again, Ivory, for stopping in. And always a pleasure. We'll get back to the music in just a moment. It's your afternoon flight right here on The Rocket.
It happens in an instant. A strange charge. A text you didn't expect. That's